Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 1. The Great Question in the Book of Job and the Great Answer. Friday Related Verses. Galatians 3:14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Galatians 6:18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Zechariah 4:6. And he answered and spoke to me, saying, this is the word of Jehovah to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Jehovah of hosts. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. John 15:4-5. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Suggested reading. Galatians 3:4 shows us that the Spirit is the aggregate, the totality, and the all-embracing and all-inclusive divine blessing of the gospel given to us. Such a blessing includes redemption, regeneration, the divine life, righteousness, justification, sanctification, transforming, and renewing. Today, in our Christian life, we Christians should just deal with this Spirit. Since we have life and live by him, we also should walk by him. We should do everything and be everything by the Spirit, with the Spirit, in the Spirit, and through the Spirit. Galatians 6:18 indicates that the Spirit, as the all-inclusive grace, is with our spirit. We must treasure the two spirits in Galatians, the divine spirit as the aggregate of the divine blessing to us, and the human spirit as the receiver, the container, the keeper of the divine spirit. Thus, we need to take care of our spirit, doing everything by exercising our spirit. Then we will experience the divine spirit living in us, making his home in us, and transforming us. The divine spirit lives in us to pray, to read the Bible, to speak God's word, to love our spouse, and to visit sinners for the preaching of the gospel. Such a living is the mingling of the process triune God with the regenerated tripartite man. This is the divine revelation of the New Testament as the answer to the sufferings of Job and to the great question concerning God's purpose in his creation of man and in his dealing with his chosen people. We should not take any action apart from the all-inclusive Spirit. We should not face any situation or meet any need apart from the Spirit. We need to practice this in our married life. If you desire to say something to your spouse, you should wait for a period of time until you have the assurance that your speaking is the move of the Spirit. Acting hastily is the living of a descendant of Adam. Those who live in that way are quick to speak, to act, and to deal with others. We must remember that as Christians, we are not the only ones moving. On the contrary, we are moving, and another one's moving, and another one is moving, and are moving. This kind of life is the constituent of the church. This kind of life keeps the body of Christ in a living condition. However, not to move in the Spirit's move and not to have the Spirit in our move will bring death into the church. Revelation 22:17 does not say that the Spirit speaks with the bride. Rather, the verse says, the Spirit and the bride say. The two speak together. This indicates that we should not merely speak with the Spirit. We and the Spirit should speak together. If this is the case, our speaking will be living and full of impact. The way we must take today is the way of moving in the move of the Spirit and of having the Spirit moving in our move. In the New Testament, we are charged to be regenerated by the Spirit and to receive the divine life through the Spirit. Then we need to live to walk by the Spirit, and we need to experience Christ, to enjoy God the Father, and even to enjoy the fullness of the triune God by doing everything according to the Spirit. As long as we do everything according to the Spirit, we can experience Christ's incarnation, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension with the outpouring of the Spirit. This will cause us to be the Church of God, the body of Christ, the new man, and the organism of the triune God, which will consummate in the new Jerusalem.